churchyard. That's all it says. Churchyard, churchyard. Churches. Notice outside a church. If you are tired of sin, come inside. If you're not, ring Bury St. Edmund 3. Train of thought, train of thought. The vicar said to the verger, I'm thinking of devoting my sermon tonight to the subject of the widow's mite. He said, there are only two in the village, sir, and they both do. No. God, Evan, this is a trip down memory lane. I live in a little place called Hatch End. We're not twinned with anybody. We have a suicide pact with Kilburn. And, Terry and I live in Hatch End, an amazing place, three women for every man. The same three women. And our local priest is called Clive Pierce. And this is his favourite joke. I pass it on to you. Young curate, due to give his very first sermon, very nervous, very apprehensive. And he said to the vicar, the much more experienced older man, is there a trick? What do you do? And the vicar said, well, there's no trick, he said, but you've seen the glass of water on the pulpit rail that I sip from frequently through the sermon. He said, I have. He said, well, it's not water, it's neat gin. Give it a go. So the young curate, Julie has this big tumbler of neat gin, and he's really worried and nervous, and he swigs away from it all the way through the sermon. And afterwards, he went to the vicar and said, what did you think? And the vicar said, that's the best first sermon I've ever heard, he said. It had fire and authority and held the congregation. He said, just three little things. He said, when you finish the sermon, don't tear your notes up and throw them at the congregation. When you leave the pulpit, walk down the stairs. Don't slide down the banister. And strictly speaking, David slew Goliath. He didn't knock seven bloody bells out. And his sling was full of shot. Now...